Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump and Biden debate tonight. We have the story.
Governor Kelly is pushing for a statewide mask enforcement. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. One of the Sedgwick County Commissioners proposes changes to the county's local health order. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Strong winds and warm temperatures are in store in south-central Kansas, but a powerful cold front arrives by tonight and tomorrow, dropping temperatures about 40 degrees. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
Candidates will be partially muted during tonight's debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates says it will be cutting off one candidate's microphone while his opponent delivers his two-minute-long opening statement. Frank Fahrenkopf, the co-chairman of the Commission on Presidential Debates, tells Fox's Martha McCallum that the debate's moderator, NBC's Kristen Welker, will not play a role in muting candidates.
It will not be the moderator. The moderator won't have that capacity. It will be done backstage where we monitor the time. We're trying to get the time as equal as we can.
Now, after the opening statements, all mics will be hot for the remainder of the 15-minute segment, and there are six segments. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
And you can hear the debate at 8 p.m. here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Police are investigating a fatal shooting in East Wichita. Police say a man in his late 20s died after he was shot in the parking lot of the Stryker Sports Complex near 29th and Greenwich. The shooting occurred just after 10 p.m. outside the stadium where a youth football game was being played. Police reported no arrests immediately after the shooting. And police are investigating a drive-by shooting in southeast Wichita. Just before 1:30 this morning, first responders were called to the 700 block of Southeastern. A 35-year-old male was taken to Wesley Medical Center in serious condition with a wound to the torso. No immediate word on suspect or suspects there. The state of Kansas continues to report an increase in coronavirus cases.
And many of the new cases are coming from rural parts of the state. During a briefing in Topeka, Governor Kelly says she's planning to meet with members of the House and Senate to discuss a statewide enforcement of masks.
Wearing a mask should not be political. It's about public health and keeping our economy and our schools open. We cannot sit by as the cases continue to rise in our rural communities, threatening lives and businesses.
That meeting has yet to be announced. The governor also announced $35 million in CARES Act funding will be going toward rental assistance. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County commissioners have heard a proposal aimed at making revisions to the local health order set to go into effect today.
Commissioner Jim Howell, at home with the coronavirus, made several proposed revisions to Dr. Gerald Menn's order, which now exempts kindergarten-age children from wearing face masks at school. Howell proposed changing it to the first grade. The order also allows bars and nightclubs to stay open until 1 a.m. at 50% capacity. Howell proposed a closing time of 2 a.m. and allowing for higher capacity. Commissioner Lacey Cruz said she didn't feel comfortable making changes without Dr. Menn's present.
I don't think that it's good practice to change an order without having Dr. Menn's here to talk about it with us.
Commissioners did approve a substitute motion to send the proposed revisions to Dr. Menn's for his input and comments. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
More details are coming to light about Hunter Biden's alleged emails from a laptop that is in FBI possession.
Fox News has obtained a series of alleged Hunter Biden emails, including one from May 2017, correspondence with Chinese energy executives. A source on the email chain verified its authenticity. It discusses payment for six people, including a reference to 10% of the equity in the deal to be held by H for the big guy. On Fox's America's Newsroom, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz raised the issue.
This whole inquiry is about Joe Biden, who wants to be president of the United States, and about whether Joe Biden was personally corrupt.
President Trump's expected to go after Biden on this issue in the final critical presidential debate. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning in sports, we'll hear from one of the, the newest Kansas City Chief. We'll hear all about what's going on there ahead of their game versus Denver, coming up in sports.
A Western Kansas county forced to suspend in-person advance voting for 3 days. We'll tell you why. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. A Western Kansas county was forced to suspend in-person advance voting for 3 days after a ballot misprint incorrectly identified a Kansas Senate race as a U.S. Senate contest. Ellis County plans to resume in-person voting today with extended hours after corrected ballots arrived Wednesday. The incorrect ballots labeled the Kansas 40th Senate race as a U.S. Senate race. Names of the candidates were correct. About 4,000 of the incorrect ballots were also sent to mail-in voters. Election officials say the incorrect ballots will be counted. The actual U.S. Senate race between Democrat Barbara Bollier and Republican Roger Marshall was correctly identified on the ballot. Well, it happened in 2016, and U.S. intelligence officials say foreign actors are attempting to undermine the 2020 election.
It is our duty to ensure the sanctity of U.S. elections.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe in a news conference says Russia and Iran have obtained some voter registration data.
To attempt to communicate false information to registered voters that they hope will cause confusion, sow chaos, and undermine your confidence in American democracy.
Ratcliffe says Iran also sent spoof emails to intimidate voters and distributed a video suggesting individuals could cast fraudulent ballots even from overseas.
These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries.
But despite those attempts, Ratcliffe assures Americans their votes are secure. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
More trouble for a Texas ice cream maker.
The former president of Bluebell Creameries has been charged with wire fraud for allegedly trying to cover up the 2015 Listeria outbreak linked to the company's ice cream. Investigators say three people in Kansas were killed, several others sickened. A Justice Department statement says Paul Cruz is charged with six counts of wire fraud. At the time, Bluebell mass recalled products after its ice cream was linked to 10 Listeria cases in 4 states. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, traffic volumes are starting to thin out just a little bit. Still not seeing any big slowdowns in traffic at the moment here in the Wichita area. The gasoline prices unchanged as well. We're still looking at an average around $1.92 a gallon. It's easy enough to find lower prices out there. I spotted $1.89 near Pawnee and Hillside. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, it is going to be sunny, very windy, and warming up considerably this afternoon. Our high 84. Winds may gust as high as 45 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight as a cold front slides through, our low 38, and then clearing Friday, breezy and just 48 for the high. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 65 degrees, we have a south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we've got the campaign still going on, just about 12 days till Election Day. Of course, a lot of people voting already, but it is crunch time for the campaigns. And former President Obama hits the trail for Joe Biden. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
So the ex-president, was he on a platform and people were separated from him? How did this work yesterday?
Yes, in a nutshell it was. It was in a huge parking lot, and the crowd was, at their cars. Some of them were a little outside their cars, some were inside their cars, but they were socially distant. It was not the kind of rally you would typically see where there's a lot of people standing. There was not a big riser of people behind the former president, that kind of thing. This was a different look altogether. This is the age of COVID, and so things are being done differently. This is one of the ways that they were able to get him out into an in-person rally, which is the first one he's done for the Biden campaign. He's done some virtual stuff and some podcast, interviews, things like that. But this is the first in-person thing that they've done with him.
I'm kind of curious as why, and I wonder if other people are as well, is why it's taken this long for Obama to actually get involved in this. Do you know anything about that, Tanya?
Well, like I said, he has done some virtual stuff. Even back a couple months ago, they held a virtual fundraiser, which raised a few million for the campaign. I think that was back in July when they did that fundraiser. And he's done other appearances, but they've, for the most part, been virtual. I mean, some of them get broadcast on TV. Some of them have not. It just sort of depends. This is the first big one in person, which is one of the reasons I think it was probably, made more of a headline.
I understand Joe Biden took a day off and just kind of worked on what he's going to be doing for tonight's debate. And how that's going to work.
Yes. Yes. He had debate prep, which is not unusual. I mean, the candidates usually typically do debate prep. The president has said that he doesn't feel like he needs much prep, that he's going to just kind of go up there and do his own thing, which has, been his style all along. He says one of the ways he preps is by doing rallies, and he's done a ton of them. I think he's done 9 in 8 days, something like that. It's been a whirlwind of the rallies, the amount of them that he's done. But that seems to be his strategy for the last, closing days before Election Day, is to just get out on the road and do as many rallies as he can. This is the same thing he did in 2016. He thinks it worked for him then. He's going to do it again now.
And obviously the president really likes that, the give and take with the audience. He kind of thrives on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's one of the reasons he told his campaign folks to get him out there as much as possible.
So what was Obama's message? I'm going to say it was probably critical of the president, maybe, right?
Oh, yeah, which I don't think was a shock to anybody. I mean, for the most part, he's been relatively, he stayed out of the fray for the most part until now.
Yeah.
Even during the primaries here, he said that he wasn't going to back anybody until there was a nominee. And he has not said a lot in public about, what the current president has done or anything like that. This was a departure from that. He had plenty to say. It was about a half an hour long speech. But he did, address some of the things. He addressed voting, obviously. He talked about the need to have a plan to vote. This one is kind of weird because normally, we see the heavy hitters come out in the couple of weeks right before the election. But this election is a little bit strange because of the extremely high number of early votes that have already been cast. Election Day used to be like the thing, that was the day everybody looked at as the target mark. That's just this time. That's the end of the election season. To kind of put it in perspective, because so many people are already early voting and absentee voting and sending in their mail-in ballots. So you've got a large chunk of the audience that's, already out of the picture as far as people that you could sway or not sway.
I was just thinking about that while you were talking earlier. I wonder how many people have already made up their mind. Obviously, many have already voted. My wife and I have already voted by mail. I can't imagine a lot of people have already decided long before Election Day comes around.
Oh, yeah. Most people have already decided. I mean, this is not, for most people, this is not a, well, I don't know, they're so similar kind of
really?
Thing. That's probably not what a lot of people are saying.
No.
I think in this case, and this is just my hunch, I'm not a political analyst, but I mean, to me, from what I've heard, from people saying, this is more a thing of, am I going to go vote or am I not going to go vote?
Oh,
not
really?
Am I going to vote for this person or am I going to vote for that person?
Ah, okay. Very good.
And that's who both campaigns are trying to motivate to, you know, get off the couch, so to speak, and cast a ballot one way or the other.
Right, right. All right, thank you, Tanya. We appreciate it. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers, talking about the campaign trail and the president and the ex-president, both out there yesterday. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Funny weather we're having, funky weather we're having. Look out for the wind today. It's going to be this afternoon. You're going to think that spring has arrived, but it's enjoy it while you can, because by this time tomorrow morning, it's going to be back to sweaters and jackets. That's for sure. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check in sports now with Jed Chambers. And we've got the Kansas City Chiefs, and they've got a new guy on the team there playing on Sunday, right?
Well, we'll see how much he gets into play. Former Jet and now new Kansas City Chief Le'Veon Bell practiced with his new team on Wednesday. That's yesterday. He'll be able to play in Sunday's game in Denver. Now, again, we'll have to see how much he plays. He hasn't gotten very many reps in with the team, but I imagine they'll use him in some way or another. He definitely is a potent offensive weapon that they can add to a team that already has a lot of those. Bell says he's happy in Kansas City.
I mean, it's been a lot of excitement, you know, from, you know, the coaching staff to, you know, the players, fans, you know. They really embraced me being here, and I loved it. You know, I love everything about it. I really feel like, you know, everybody welcomed me here with open arms, you know, and this is really a relief, you know, coming here. I don't really feel like pressured about anything. I just want to come here, you know, be happy and play football, you know, and people are allowing me to do that, you know, so I feel like I'm in a great spot, great place, and I'm eager. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, he's ready to go, so we'll have to see how much he gets in the Chiefs game, and that will be coming up on Sunday afternoon. We got a pregame start of that one on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS at 2 o'clock, Kansas City Chiefs on the road in Denver. Wichita State is giving fans a chance to cheer on the Shockers via proxy. Shocker fans can now buy 2.5-foot-high fan faces that will populate the seats in Koch Arena this season. They will be featured in the lower level for all home games, men's and women's basketball, and volleyball for the 2020-21 season. Each individual big head will be authenticated and returned to fans after the season as a keepsake. Prices range from $50 to $125. Proceeds from the program aiding the Shocker Pride Fund. Visit GoShockers.com for details and to order. And if you just want tips on how to take that photograph and make it look the best, if you want that photograph to be kind of blown up and put there in the stands at Koch Arena. Tonight, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, it is KU Hawk Talk at 6 o'clock, talking Jayhawk Athletics, followed by Thursday Night Football at 7 o'clock, the New York Giants in Philadelphia to face the Eagles. A meeting between Kansas State and former conference foe Texas A&M at Bramlage Coliseum is one of 10 games scheduled between the Big 12 and the SEC on Saturday, January 30th, as ESPN and the two conferences announced the 8th annual SEC Big 12 Challenge. They made that announcement yesterday. The Jayhawks will face Tennessee in Knoxville. The two leagues tied for the second time in 2020 with 5 wins apiece. Number 10, Florida in college football, planning to return to its facility on Monday, nearly 2 weeks after the entire program shut down because of a COVID-19 outbreak. Coach Dan Mullen was one of those more than 24 Gators who tested positive for coronavirus last week. He sounded congested as he said the team had a new positive Wednesday from testing the day before. Mullen remains quarantined at home, living mostly in his bedroom in the adjacent office. The Gators host Missouri on October 31st. Mullen says he's concerned about the lengthy layoff. Florida will have gone 3 weeks between games there. So COVID-19 still really messing up sports schedules, college and pro sports schedules there. Speaking of pros, the Raiders sent all 5 starting linemen home as part of a coronavirus contact tracing after right tackle Trent Brown was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list with a positive test. Raiders held practice without their starting five as they prepare for a home game against Tampa Bay. And as we get more and more of these pushbacks from COVID-19 delays, could the Super Bowl kick off at a later date because of the pandemic? According to one NFL executive, there's a plan in place just in case. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
Green Bay Packers CEO Mark Murphy admitted during an interview on the team's website that the NFL does have a contingency plan in place if they need to delay the date of Super Bowl 55 because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We could move the Super Bowl back as far as 4 weeks. So we, you know, obviously prefer not to do that, but you do have that flexibility.
The Super Bowl right now scheduled for February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. However, the NFL has run into some issues with scheduling already as a result of coronavirus outbreaks for multiple teams, while also reportedly considering adopting a playoff bubble for clubs to relocate throughout the postseason. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
So I'm interested in these cutout photos that they're going to have at the ball games.
Yep.
Could I do somebody else, or I'd have to do myself?
Oh, no, you could probably do somebody else. I looked at the official do's and don'ts. It is just one person. You can't have two people there. It is just one person. But, yeah, you could definitely do somebody else. So take a really unattractive photo of somebody else and put it in there, sure.
Yeah. Or how about Kim Kardashian, somebody like that?
If you wanted to, I suppose.
How about Abraham Lincoln? Would that work, I wonder?
Sure.
You know, I'm sure it's a great idea under the circumstances.
Are there a lot of high-resolution photographs of... I don't know.
We'll come up with something. All right. 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Can we recover if capitalism is turned on its head? That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.